from originating station VK4WIA. This is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I mentioned a while ago that I was buying components for my project from internet sellers. The prices have been too good to ignore. However, the choices of delivery tend to be limited to standard mail and, you know, things don't always get to their destination. I seem to have achieved nearly 100%, but at times have had to wait for replacements, only to have the missing items arrive. At this time of year, the Christian world is in celebration mode and the postal services around the world are choking. Well, it has been an exercise in economy, but also necessary to maintain patience. Looks like some of the homebrew will happen after the festive season rather than before. To another topic. Since I've been subscribed to the Southgate Amateur Radio News, I've been catching up on a lot more of the happenings in worldwide amateur radio. In the past couple of months, it seems, that enough CubeSats carrying amateur radio have been launched to festoon the Earth like Christmas lights. Previously, I've mentioned that FunSat has been officially named AO73. But there are many more to fill the restful hours of band searching with fast Doppler. The under $50 satellite crew are asking for help in catching any signal from their bird. Check with an MSAT site or even go through the postings on Southgate Amateur Radio Club site and you can open a new facet of the hobby to explore. For this week, I'm Jeff Emery saying 7-3 for now.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Ingham and far north Queensland, it can be heard on 7070 kHz following the WIA national news at 9 a.m. local time Sunday mornings. I'm Felix Shuri, VK4FUQ.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox for the news from the Redcliffe Radio Club. 40 members were at the clubhouse last Monday night to attend the monthly meeting. And if you're unable to attend any of our meetings, you can watch a live broadcast via the Amateur TV in Brisbane area, or you can read them at the club's website. It will be necessary to have a log on and password to view some of the material on the website, and there are instructions how to obtain the necessary log on and password at the club website. Type in Google, Redcliffe Amateur Radio Club, and you're there. At the meeting, Peter, VK4TAA, showed members the new range of club merchandise, including shirts, caps and jackets. The firm that had our club logo and other material closed down, and a new company has been located, thanks to Peter. Options for clubs and merchandise are too many to list here, and if you're interested to obtaining club merchandise or to view the range, please contact the club secretary, Roger, VK4ZLQ, via the club's website. Now, there's no technical talk at the club this Monday night, and technical talks will be commencing again early in the new year. However, one date claimer is for a car boot sale to be held on Saturday the 1st of February 2014, starting at 08:30 a.m. at the clubhouse car park. It'll cost $3 for each seller, and there'll be more details next time. Now, the clubhouse will be closing during the festive season. There'll be no Wednesday group on Wednesday the 25th of December, nor the 1st of January 2014. But the club will be open on Monday the 23rd and the 30th of December for a general get-together. The club will be back to normal activities as of Monday the 6th of January 2014. Now, before I go, I must mention the 90th birthday of one of our club members, Arnie VK4SU. Arnie is a true gentleman, fighting fit despite a mild stroke some years ago, and has received a Christmas present of an increase in his driving range of now up to 30 kilometres from his doctor last week. This now gives Arnie the ability to drive to his son place once again. Many, many happy returns, Arnie, from all the club members. Well, that's it for this week. I'm Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and Districts Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. 7-3 for now.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.